Then I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. In an effort to keep the new schoolteacher, Miss Fredericks, from spending her weekend studying at the county seat library, Lum has decided to open up a Pine Ridge library in the Jot 'em Down store. Abner spent the morning canvassing the town for old books, magazines, and newspapers for the library, and now, as we look in on the little community today, we find the two librarians checking through the material that Abner brought in. Listen.
Refresh, man. The balance of the evening was spent in playing cards and games. All reported a good time was had by all.
Abner, quit reading them papers. We ain't getting all these books and magazines and papers in here for you to read. They're for the library.
Well, ain't that what the library's for? To read in?
Of course it is, but we got to get it started first. Lay down them papers and help me put some of these books in the shelves.
In the shelves? Well, them are filled up with canned goods, Lum. Wait a minute. Here's an article about old Tom Blevins here.
Abner, if you'd get your nose out of them news weeklies for a second, you'd see the shelves is empty. I moved all the canned goods over with the harness over there. Plenty of room. Now you get over there by them shelves and I'll start handing you the books.
All right, start handing them to me. I'm ready. Tom Blevins journeyed to Odin Saturday night to visit relatives.
Abner, you're not paying attention. I mean, get over by the shelves next to the window there.
The window?
Yeah, the window. Granny, that reminds me, too. We got to get some glass in that window before winter sets in.
Well, reckon what relatives old Tom's got over there in Odin.
I don't know, Abner.
Maybe it's that sister-in-law of his, Enor. Yeah, I think that's what her name was. I dog it might have been Opal. Which was it, Lum? Enor or Opal?
I don't know, and I don't care. Just hash up and take the books as I check them off here. Black Beauty.
Oh, no, that ain't her name, no. It's more like Irma,
That's the name of the book, Black Beauty.
Oh, Black Beauty.
Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans.
Lorna Doone.
Yeah, I believe that was her name, Lorna, no. Either Lorna or Enor. Wait a minute, maybe it tells me this article here. Let's see, Tom Blevins journeyed to Odin Saturday to see...
Abner, if you don't stop reading them newspapers and pay attention to your work, I'm going to unsolve partnerships right now.
Well, I'm paying attention.
You are not. You ain't watched once where you're putting the books. Stack them over closer to the window there.
All right. I dog has got to where a feller can't do
And
nothing.
Stop mumbling. Here, check these off. Ms. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch.
Mrs. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch.
World Almanac for 1909.
World Almanac.
Gilbert the Boy Trapper.
Boy Trapper.
Gay Dashley's Academy Days.
Myra.
Myra?
Yeah, that's her name. Sure, the world, Myra. Hi, Dogas. I just happened to run across a nice article here about her. Listen to this, Lum. Myra Clardy, that was her name, Myra Clardy, was a visitor at the Blevins home in Pine Ridge over the weekend. Myra is a sister-in-law of Tom...
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner.
I don't know. What do you know about that? They must have passed each other on the way over here, you know it? See, Tom was on his way over to Odin, and Myra was
Abner,
on her way
I
over here.
I don't care where either one of them was going. If we're going to make a success out of this library, we got to settle down and fix it up to where it looks like one.
Why, sure. Of course we'll do it. That's one I'm in favor of. I don't always reckon how come old Tom to pass Myra right on the road over here without seeing her.
Will you forget about that? If you read one more article out of them papers, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
Mind out, Lum. There comes Cedric.
Huh? Well, I don't care. Let him come in here.
Well, I just wanted you to know he's coming in the store there.
Well, just recollect what I told you. If I catch... Granny, what's Cedric carrying there?
It looks like some books. Must be for the library.
Yeah. Well, good for him. I didn't know he had a note about the library. Yeah, come in, Cedric.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Mr. Lum. You fellas want these books?
Why, of course we do, Cedric. We're starting up a library here. A free public library for Pine Ridge.
Oh, I already knowed about that. Now, I figured you'd want these books. You know where I got them?
Well, it don't matter where you got them, Cedric. They're welcome wherever they come from. The more, the merrier.
Why, sure.
If you can get any more, just bring them in. We need all we can get.
Well, I'll go out and look. If there's any more around there, I'll get them.
Yeah, do that, Cedric. Doggy, that's a good idea. You're a good boy, Cedric.
I'll be back as quick as I can.
All right, Cedric.
So long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
Yeah, that's awful thought of you, Cedric, to bring these in. Look like good books, too.
And I reckon where he got them. Hi, doggies, I bound you. He got them over at the Sea Strunks's.
Yeah, more than likely. He hangs around there seeing Clarabelle most of the time. And I know they've got an awful lot of books.
Oh, my, I never seen as many in my life. I was over there once and I counted, must have been 10 or 11 books right there in the parlor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no getting around at them Sea Strunks's is bookworms. Ezra alone reads a whole book every year or so. He told me that himself.
Well?
They'll more than likely wind up the best library customers we got.
Yeah. Well, that'll give him a good excuse to ride over here in his new buggy, too.
New buggy?
Yeah. I was just reading about it here. See, where was that? I seen it here just now, right? Oh, yeah. Here it is, right here. Ezra C. Strunk returned to Pine Ridge today with a nice new rubber-tarred buggy. He said he purchased it.
Abner, what did I tell you about reading them papers? Grannies, I have to tell you a thing 1,000 or 100 times to get it into that thick head of yours.
Well, now, I reckon why Ezra'd be buying a buggy nowadays.
I don't know, Abner. That's his business. Our business is starting a library. Now, settle down, because we got a lot of books left here.
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll take these that Cedric just brought in. Let's see. There's The Last of the Mohicans, Black Beauty, Ms. Wiggs of the... Grannies, we already got most of these.
Why, sure we have. Just throw them in the stove there. I'll burn them up.
No. We want to have duplicates of our books. That way, more than one person can book at the same time.
Well, I don't know. That won't be very interesting, Lum. Somebody reading a book and 2 or 3 people looking over their shoulder trying to read it at the same time.
Well, I don't mean for all of them to read it at once. You get several books and we pass them around to different folks and they can all read it. All the big libraries does that.
They do, huh?
Yeah, just put them up there with them other ones.
All right. Hand them over here. I'll put them up.
Hey, see, now we'll take this stack here. Tom Brown School Days.
Tom Brown... For the land's sakes. Ah, doggies, looky here, Lum.
Now what?
It's over. The war's over. Ah, doggies, they signed the armistice, Lum. Looky here.
The war's over?
Why, sure it is.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. Did they really sign it?
Yeah, says so right here. Ha, doggies, we won it too, Lum. Says right here we did.
Well, good for us. I know the United States... Wait a minute. We ain't in no war.
Huh?
Let me see that paper.
There it is, right there. Right there in letters big enough to pull up and sit down on.
For goodness sakes, look at the date on this paper. November the 11th, 1918.
Well,
no wonder Ezra's buying a buggy. You've been reading a paper that's 23-year-old. Give me every newspaper you got there. Come on, give them to me.
Well, now, wait a minute. What you going to do with them?
I'm going to stuff them in the stove, and you can burn these instead of them books
you
saw.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, turn them loose, Lom. My doggy, there's some awful interesting items in there. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric back again.
Huh?
Look, he's got some more books with him.
Well, good for him. At least he's helping me get the library started. I got a good mind to take him in partnerships with me on this instead of you.
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir. Now, this was part my idea. Don't forget that.
All right, let it go. Come in, Cedric.
We got some more books. Where do you want them, Mr. Lum?
Just put them right down here, Cedric. That's it. That's fine.
A couple of them are kind of tore there. Does that matter?
No, no, just so they can be read.
Why, no, that don't hurt them.
Yeah, see, what did you get this time? Black Beauty, Lorna Doone, Gilbert the Boy Trapper. Grannies, we're getting too many duplicates here. Wait a minute, where'd you get these, Cedric?
Same place I got them others.
For goodness sakes. Abner, I told you to watch what you was doing.
I ain't doing nothing.
Just look up at the shelves where you've been putting them books.
I know where I've been. Hey, doggy, they ain't there.
Why, of course they ain't there. Instead of putting them on the shelves, you've been putting them out the window, and Cedric's been bringing them back in.
Huh?
I'll go outside and catch them again. This is fun.